stories of the week. Our conversation up and coming here on the Good Day program. Joining us now is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Is it better to say of or at? I'm thinking that you're at Talkers.com. You're not of Talkers.com. Do you think that's accurate?
They're both accurate. I'm the publisher of Talkers magazine, which is located at Talkers.com. And, you know, it's a magazine. It's a trade publication. So I'm the publisher of, and it's at Talkers.com. Because we don't call it Talkers.com. We call it Talkers magazine, and its address is Talkers.com.
Well, see, maybe I'm wrong here. You maybe should have corrected me a long time ago, because I'm referring to it as Talkers.com, because I don't know. I guess now that thing, magazine to me represents...
Well, to you, but not to me. You're about to say magazine to you represent the print publication?
Yeah.
But that's not true. Magazines are online. The New York Times is online. And the New York Times is still a newspaper. It still has a function. Your radio station, your radio show is on radio stations. It also is at a .com. It streams. You're not the host of DougStephan.com. You're the host of the Doug Stephan Show. What if I were to say to you, a show, to me, is a radio station, not a website? So it's exactly the same thing, just as this is the Doug Stephan Show or the Good Day Show or any of the shows that you do, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. These are shows that are online or on radio. The Talkers Magazine is a 24-year institution in the talk radio industry. It started out as a newspaper. It evolved into a slick magazine, and then it evolved into an online magazine. But it's a magazine, and I'm the publisher of it. I'm not the webmaster. I may ultimately be that, but I don't mind when you call it Talkers.com, because I'm very pragmatic. And when people are listening to this, they may want to visit it. So it's Talkers.com. In other words, I'm not hung up about it. But since you brought it up and you asked me the difference between at and on, you know, hey, I'll give you an answer. What do you think, Doug?
I think I've just been told, in fact.
Are you the host of DougStephan.com?
I don't know. You know, I never give it. This is the most involved conversation that we've had about this. I never have given it any thought. Now I have so much to think about, and I'm so thankful that you have given me this food for thought. I am not sure that I ever let myself go to the places you just brought me, frankly.
You should. I mean, you're a modern 2014 media purveyor. You're involved in the media. Media is going through the most incredible evolution. Yeah. All of the old 20th century media that we thought about that were all separated. Radio was heard on radio, on radios, whatever that is. Television was seen on a television set. Remember
right.
Television set.
So
newspapers, separate. Now they're all the same.
So when I go to Talkers.com, what I see in print, in a sense, has the feel to it of a newspaper. The headlines, the Talkers headline story, and the way it's presented, you could make it out to be a broadsheet. And if you printed it, if I hit print now, I would be looking at something that would be commensurate with a broadsheet.
Yeah,
so.
And if you remember the old Talkers magazine, which was in print, it had elements of a magazine, a color slip magazine. It maintained elements of a newspaper, and within the elements of the newspaper, it had the look in many ways of a tabloid, but it had the literary quality of a broadsheet, which I guess is just me as a publisher. I like to be innovative. I like to provide quality product, but I haven't lost sight of the fact that no matter how innovative I may be or how much of a hybrid this product is, it's still just a radio industry trade publication. And no matter how good we make it or creative we make it or whatever, that all really is not as important as what service we provide to the radio industry.
Mm. All right. But in essence, what I've learned in this conversation over the last few minutes is something that is, I have been assumptive, in essence. I have assumed that we do this with pretty much everything. You make the big point that the New York Times is available online, Wall Street Journal is available online. We still consider them magazines, newspapers, whatever. I think I was elevating, I was elevating this to a different place, because magazine to me, and again, you pointed out correctly, to me means a piece of paper. It means something. I have farm magazines. I have trade magazines that I might get in the mail and I flip from page to page. That's just what's in my mind. All of these things subject to differential definition as we change our way of communicating. That's what this is.
Absolutely. And every one of those magazines that you talk about, I am sure, are available online.
Absolutely.
As well as in print.
Yeah,
but they're still magazines. The essence of what they are is they're magazines. One of the worst things that anybody could do today, and this is me as a media theorist, and if there's anybody listening to this who's in business or entrepreneurs, they should listen carefully. One of the biggest mistakes that you could make is to think that you're in the business of putting out a website. A website is nothing more than a platform for something that has the essence of a 20th century form of media. A website is a place to show movies. A website is a place to show television shows. A website is a place to present newspapers, magazines, art galleries, textbooks. How about the fact now that books are being published electronically? They're e-books. Would you say to Ernest Hemingway that he is the author of theoldmanandthesea.com?
It all sounds so silly when you put it that way.
It's still a book.
Yeah.
It's still a story. But this is, you're not the only one going through this, Doug.
Yeah.
People are confused about the different meanings of form and content when it comes to these media. This is a very, very excruciatingly complex time. But I'm trying to clarify it a little. I hope that you and your listeners find this interesting.
Because
we're all going through this.
Yeah.
We're all going through this. So you want to do the charge?
I want one more question about how it's changed radio and coverage of radio.
Well, it's radio used to be a medium that came through the magical box called a radio via the elusive ether, that commodity known as the airwaves, within the limited space of its transmitter reach.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's not the case anymore. Even the smallest local radio station can have a worldwide reach on the Internet. So it definitely is wreaking havoc in terms of the sociology that comes from the platform upon which you consume something, what you just discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
People are confused. Am I listening to a radio show? Am I listening to a computer show? Is this an online show? And also, it's wreaking havoc in terms of the definition of a radio station's target. Is it Milwaukee only, or is it Milwaukee and the world? Is it a window to Milwaukee for the world, or is it Milwaukee's window to the world? This is all the stuff that people in the business now are wrestling with.
All right. Excellent. All right. So, yes, we will in a moment. We'll pause for a moment, then we come back. We'll wrap up our conversation doing it sort of the backwards way, but this is cool. The stories, the top talkers items from the charts this past week with regard to topics and people coming right up here.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every kiss to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kids.
Just imagine the change.
Your change could make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar. And give the change to kids in need at KidSense.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
At Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event, you might think they're selling over 12,000 massively discounted items, from guitars to drums to keyboards to DJ gear and more. You might think they're selling holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. No, what they're really selling is the greatest feeling on earth. They're also selling 2013 Gibson guitars at up to 35% off the regular price. Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. Get in there. It's going on now.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I like
how good is Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fast. It was Boston.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Michael Harrison from Talkers.com and the Talkers magazine here with the top 10 stories of the week, according to his research.
Okay, let's roll through it real quickly. At number 10, we have the NFL playoffs. At number 9, we have the Supreme Court's Utah gay marriage ruling tied with the Chicago gun ban overturn. At number 8, the Colorado pot law effects. At number 7, Kerry's Iran negotiations. Dennis Rodman's North Korea trip at 6. Obamacare criticism still hanging in there at 5. At number 4, Janet Yellen's confirmed as the Fed chief. At number 3, the polar vortex and global warming. At number 2, the Robert Gates book. And number 1, Governor Chris Christie scandal. That's a hot story. The people. At number 10, Bill de Blasio. Number 9, Hillary Clinton. John Boehner at 8. John Kerry at 7. Dennis Rodman and his buddy Kim Jong-un at 6, Janet Yellen at 5, the number 4, Robert Gates, number 3, Barack Obama, and the characters from New Jersey, Bridget Ann Kelly and Mark Sokolich at number 2, and number 1, maybe a forecast to the future, or maybe not, Chris Christie. And there you have the players and the stories.
He did a marvelous, I thought it was interesting to watch, and this is something that anecdotally some good radio hosts would take apart, the news media, these cretins, these supposed reporters who were trying to rip them apart. Remember the old days when people actually asked a question and didn't have a spin on it? It was just, okay, next question, here's the next question. I think that's part of what's coming down as we watch the so-called news media basically fall apart in the news at all. All right, so we got some good things here to put into the fold. Talkers.com. Michael Harrison here.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Emotional, emotively emotional. Take a bow for that. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. What is more emotional than our connection to food? By the way, Whitney Houston, number one with that song during this week in 1988. So emotional. It's just really a big factor, Richie, on the scene for decades.
Oh, absolutely.
Big, 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 big contributor. All right, so anyway, what are you more emotional about? Are you, it's not a good question to ask you because your emotions have been wrapped around your dealing with your cancer this past year and getting rid of it. And that has to have occupied most of your emotional time and most of your emotional focus.
You know, yeah, obviously it's a big part of it, but I don't let things get to me so that I can...
Not that you admit to anybody.
No. Ask my wife. I don't take things home. I don't get upset about things and let them get to me all day long, and including the cancer. You cannot. That only makes it worse. But, yeah, obviously it's a big part of your emotional, you know, life while you're going through it, but you can't let things get to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is an emotion that's connected with most people's food intake. Most people are very, very emotional when it comes to the food that they get, how they get it, where they get it, because food satisfies many of your emotional needs. You knew that, right? When you are eating,
absolutely.
You are, that's what smoking,
you just need chocolate.
Putting, whatever you put into your mouth satisfies an emotional need, whether people realize that or not. So I thought it was pretty interesting that the nation's largest meat producer has announced new animal care guidelines because of the emotion surrounding the way they have dispatched the animals that they've used to produce their food. Tyson Foods, did you know? They're not just chicken anymore.
Right.
It's pork. And the reason, by the way, they've been very smart this past year because they noted
Smithfield.
The Chinese took over Smithfield, which was the largest pork producer. So Tyson has just inveigled itself into the pork business, presenting themselves as an American company producing food, by Americans, for Americans, that kind of stuff. Anyway, they also have gotten into trouble because of the undercover video of the workers at one of the farms showing kicking and banging pigs and slamming them to the ground and doing some pretty horrible, heinous stuff. No matter what you think about where you are on the totem pole, you think you're a human being and you're above everybody else. Okay, maybe you can argue that, and you can, I don't happen to agree with that. I think we're all here sort of sharing something, and we ought to be respectful of each other, whatever the species are. And you can say to me, wow, what do you think, a pig respects a human being? Yeah, there's a social, I can tell you from being a dairy farmer all my life, being around cows all my life, that there is a social strata that the cows have, and they respect one another, sometimes because of size, sometimes because of breed, sometimes just because one cow is bossier than the other. Not necessarily is that any different than what goes on in the human side of things. But at any rate, I bring the emotion to the discussion because people use lots of different ways to decide what they're going to eat. And some people are emotional about the fact that the food may not be produced here. Some people are emotional about other things, and they just eat and they look for things that feel good or taste good, like chicken fingers. People love chicken fingers.
Sure, but you can make it with good chicken or bad chicken.
Right, exactly. So anyway, there are some people who understand this and understand the farming business, people who are trying desperately to continue the American farm way of life and are very emotional about that. The locavore movement, which focuses on getting local food, some people are so passionate about that. And for that, those of us who are farmers say thank you. 28 past the hour, and good day.
I'm Bobby Lytus with today's Fat or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? All oil filters are the same. Friction. Oil filters, like oil, vary widely. Here are a couple of quality points to look for when selecting an oil filter. 1. Construction. The filter housing should be made of heavy gauge steel for higher burst strength, allowing the filter to keep its shape and integrity. 2. The filtering element and media. Check out the specs for the micron size of the particles that are trapped. Too little filtration can result in engine performance issues. Too much filtration can pose flowability problems. I prefer synthetic oil filters that trap particles as small as 25 microns. When choosing lubricants for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil and a Royal Purple filter. Visit RoyalPurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then pick up your Royal Purple today at Pep Boys. I'm Bobby Lycus, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Myth is that ethanol production dramatically increases food prices. Fact is that experts from the USDA, World Bank, academia, and independent consultants all note that a complex range of factors influence food prices, including supply chain costs, weather, and oil prices. I'm Bobby Lycus with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Minimum monthly payment required.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Stephen, welcome back to the Good Day program. With a focus now on some of the big stories, the topics, the items that have encouraged people to yak this week. 888-302-3684 is always the way for you to be in touch. So, let's focus on the items that have generated the most talk radio caller response. Reaction, if you will. Starting with the Supreme Court. The court got involved in Utah and lawsuits piling up in Arizona. A lot of talk radio callers weighing in on this item this week, the gay marriage debate. So let's listen to sort of a montage, a couple of minutes of callers that have been procured from a number of talk radio shows that we monitor here around the country.
I believe this issue personally is not, I mean, obviously the political issue, but I don't think it's religious. I think it's more of a psychological situation. I think there's dynamics in relationships where I even see a man and a woman who aren't, I don't feel spiritually or even mentally married. They're just under this contract called this marriage agreement. Marriage was not created by the state of Ohio. It was not created by our government. It was created by this book called the Bible. It's a religious situation, and the state just recognizes it. So I think for certain people to want to get involved in that and not even have that true bond that the Bible talks about, and they can still be married on top of that and get away with it, I think that's sad, whether it's a man and a man or a woman and a man.
I just kind of think the gay marriage thing is wrapped up in kind of homophobia, and they kind of find it gross on a personal level, and then they kind of wrap it in religion so like they can have a legal challenge to it. But I think it's basic, you know, homophobia and bigotry. And I think really they try to wrap in religion, and we have a separation of church and state, and really states shouldn't be issuing marriages to single straight people, or I mean straight couples or gay couples. It should be more of a libertarian issue, and you can sign a contract with anyone you want at any time.
I actually hate to see this stuff about this gay thing, because of simple fact, and I'll say this again, back in the old days, this is what got Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed, because of the simple fact men were going with men and women were going with women. The United States is getting into that same predicament, and what will happen is sooner or later all hell is going to continue to break loose, because there is no such thing that where a man should marry a man or a woman should marry a woman. God is totally against that. He put man here and created woman from man for that purpose, not man and man or woman and woman.
I just think that the ignorance in this country and the intolerance in this country has to stop. We need to liberate it. I mean, these people are just angry and are as cold as the weather we have in the East today. I mean, these people deserve rights, and they have rights like everybody else. It seems that it's just a diversion from the facts of all what goes on in Washington, and that's my opinion. And as for the way we govern this country, we're governing it on fiction. We might as well govern it on Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
But hey, there's an idea. All right. 888-302-3684 for your comments. We'll blend them into what's going on. All right. So I'm moving along from marriage to what has been a focus. Number of people this week, number of hosts, and certainly a lot of callers weighing in on the situation in Iraq and the possibility or the suggestion that our country might get involved there once again. Here's some talk radio caller reaction to that.
I feel that the Secretary of State is correct. I don't think that we should involve ourselves again in Iraq. We went there from the beginning, and we swung over $11 trillion on this lie that was told to the American people about the reason why we were going into Iraq. And I feel that we should bring this. The president have got the troops out, and I think we should stay out. It's a serious Sunni war. And it'll be one that we can't win, and we should even never consider even going back in there.
My thought was in regards to Iraq is, you know, our troops paid for that real estate, and I'm not calling for the return of ground troops by no means, but our support is we paid for the we owe the people there support. And I'd like to, the analogy, there is an analogy here to World War II, where, you know, our troops after World War II spent, you know, to this day, 50 years in Europe. And throughout Europe during that time, there was many factional forces, as there are in the Middle East. And in the long term, it proved that the United States was a stabilizing force. And I think we can be that way in Iraq as well. And as well as Afghanistan.
I'm actually pretty happy. It's with a heavy heart, though. I served in Iraq and Afghanistan, Iraq a few times. And I'm a Navy corpsman, so I was also seeing a lot of pain and suffering, a lot of pain in the Marines. Being killed in action, also wounded in action. You know, they served with honor. We served with courage, and they were committed to the mission. And I think, you know, it's time. You know, we've given a lot of resources to the Iraqi people. We're proud of that. We've also forced our blood. We shed blood for them. But I think it's time that the Iraq people, they stand up for themselves and are able to, you know, if we never leave, they'll never be able to take care of themselves. And I think it doesn't mean that we may not have that official troops on the ground, but we will provide resources. The resources will be a little different. It won't be troops that we've been giving them all these years.
How do we stop ticking off people who don't want us to be involved in their country? Certainly food for thought as we listen to a lot of those callers who are focused on what's going on in Iraq. I'm Doug Steffen. Coming up next, we'll turn to Robert Gates and Chris Christie, certainly two names this week that have been on the top of the heap when it comes to discussions on News Talk radio stations and programs as to what to think about this leader of New Jersey and what to think about the leader of America. That's up next here.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain,
You need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
It used to be hard to find the answers to questions. Like if you wanted to know how fast a peregrine falcon could fly, you'd need to get a falcon and a football field and a friend at the other end with a falcon treat and a stopwatch. Now you don't need any of those things. All you need is a computer and you can know. It's easy to get answers to tax questions too. You can use a computer to ask TurboTax a question. Like, can I deduct my new laptop? You don't need a falcon treat to get the answer to that. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Psst, it's me, your bathroom medicine cabinet. I see you naked, know how often you floss, and watch you pluck unsightly hairs. I can keep a secret, but you need to know. Your kids have been taking your prescriptions to get high. I couldn't keep it quiet, because prescription drug abuse now causes more deaths than cocaine and heroin ODs combined. So please, mind your meds. For tips on safeguarding your meds and your family, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
Hiya, Fred.
Hello, Eddie.
Fred, where you at?
Down here, under the car.
Oh, some kind of hardcore shade tree mechanic you are, huh?
Just trying to get the Buick in shape, heading to my sister-in-law's for the weekend.
Oh, that's got
to
be fun.
Yeah, Parts Plus makes it easy.
Don't look forward to seeing mine.
Got the parts you need, good prices, and good advice when I need some.
Huh? Parts? What are you talking about?
Talking about Parts Plus. Ain't you listening? Hand me that wrench there, will you?
For the location nearest you, go to PartsPlus.com.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Doug Steffen here, reviewing some of the items that have piqued the interest of a lot of people listening to and engaging in the world of News Talk Radio. Certainly the book by former Defense Secretary Robert Gates may be something that you've turned your attention to. I know I have. Here's what some of you listening to talk radio programs around the country had to say, sort of a montage of callers about the criticism Mr. Gates has for Mr. Obama.
You know, And first, I have to declare that I am a conservative independent. I think that there's a real ring of truth to this book as a conservative, but I think that Bush Jr. and Obama are woefully not up to the task of going to war. Bush Sr., you know, at the first Iraq war was a model very much like the Lightning War in 67. Get in, get the job done, make the world look that we are serious. We don't go to war frivolously. George Bush set this thing up terribly. At first, the night of 9/11, he was presidential. And then he says, we're going over there. Then he listens to all these naysayers and other people, and you know, a year and a half later, we're going over there. Now, if there were weapons there, what would you do? Wouldn't you send it to Syria or send it, hide it somewhere in the tunnels like they found? We'll never know.
My thing with the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, you know, we need to really transition. Yeah, this is a cultural thing, you know. You know, we've done all we can do with our military strength. We need to concentrate on the cultural aspects of of this thing. You know, what can we do to push American culture and American values to other parts of the world? I mean, you see it in other parts of the world, like the Philippines, lots of Southeast Asia, all around the world. Once people see and experience American culture, they love it. They love our movies, they love our music, they love our sports. We really need to, get our military out of there and get more diplomats and cultural aspects.
All right, so that takes care of that caller reaction. Now, with the item that's arguably the number one thing on people's minds listening to issue-oriented talk radio programs, the New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, what has been called Bridgegate. Here's what a group of talk radio callers had to say about what appeared at the end of the week to be a sort of amelioration from Christie's point of view.
It's a sad day for New Jersey, but ultimately, we will get through this. I think what we have to recognize is what was done was unconscionable, unacceptable, and besides the fact that he's already dashed his hopes for presidency, he can forget about that. And what he needs to do is focus on trying to be the best governor if possible. I don't even know if that's possible because I feel that, unfortunately, he's a bully. And he has now been exposed for what he truly is. You know, we wondered, we kind of saw these actions of a bully, but now he's proven that indeed he knew what was going on. He absolutely knew what was going on.
I think that Christie probably needs to go. He probably knew about this. I realize that this is municipal politics at its dirtiest. I see no difference in what he did with what Barack Obama did during the government shutdown. It's a retribution against people that can't defend themselves, to make a political point. The actions of Christie's staff, if not Christie himself, put people at risk. If people were riding in an ambulance and needed to get to the hospital, the traffic jam literally probably put their lives in danger. It's the same thing with the Park Service shutdown of the memorials in Washington, D.C. It's all part and parcel.
As far as this subject goes, the governor knows everything that's going on with the state. I love how Republicans throw each other under the bus, but let's face it, he knows what's going on in his state. He knows everything what's going on, but I do have an out for him. Maybe he could blame Obamacare, because it seems like everybody blames Obamacare for everything. But I hope that it's his unraveling, because Republicans are nothing but dirty, rotten liars.
Well, there's a New Jersey State Senator, I forget her name, but she's the majority leader of the New Jersey State Senate. She's a Democrat.
Right.
She wants to float some criminal charges against Christie for a traffic jam and or a possible fifth. This does not lend well to Mr. Obama and Hillary, because they're dealing with a Benghazi situation where four people were murdered, and they didn't know, or they blamed it on some video. And if they want to push Christie, they're going to end up with all kinds of associations with the Bill and Hillary biz. I mean, with Obama and Hillary. This is pure craziness.
I happen to particularly like Governor Christie, and I've just noticed in the media, mainstream media, that there's been recently this controversy, which I think is much ado about nothing, because I just find it interesting that it almost seems as though they're trying to discredit him from being a potential presidential contender in 2016. And I'm wondering if this isn't a strategy in order to make the way for Jeb Bush so that they can continue the nepotistic presidency under the Bush family.
All right, you can check out the things that are hot on the list by going to DougStephan.com this weekend.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
So you say
I'm next, Aaron. Overview of some of the legal ramifications of the items that are on the list of important topics this week. And here to help us do that is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who, among other things, is an attorney of note who keeps his eyes and ears on many different issues that the public is involved in. His Scamicide website, Scamicide.com, is one that many, many people go to bring themselves up to date. Every day, it seems, there's a new scam. I don't even know. You go back to what happened with Target in the last quarter of last year, Steve. I think it's interesting that they adjusted their earnings guidance, duh, and the final number is that there were 70 million individuals who had information taken from them during the breach at Target. So what is the legal outgrowth of this? Who's suing Target? Who's suing the banks? They got to be a lot of lawyers like you that are trying to sue anybody in sight.
Sue everybody, and then we'll sort them out later.
Right, exactly.
One thing important, as you mentioned, Target just this week upped the ante as far as how many people are affected, to 70 million. But what's important about that 70 million is before it was credit cards and debit card information that was taken. Now it's names and email addresses among it. So what can happen is people are going to get an email with their name on there. So it isn't just dear customer, dear whoever the hell you are, it's going to be directed to you, and it can appear to be coming from Target, and it can be to offer help. They call these reloading, where the scammer scam you again. And so if you get something from Target, first of all, Target will not be asking for personal information from you. Second of all, if there is a link in there or a download, don't click on it. Don't download it, because you're going to be downloading more malware into your computer. So be very, very careful if you're one of the 70 million people who are affected.
All right, so there's some good advice. Now, the legal ramifications of the Colorado pot law, what it is now that after the first of the year, people are able to buy pot there. Is there any exposure for anybody who grows this stuff, warehouses it? This is a whole new business. I guess that this is a model that people around the country are going to end up probably emulating. What's in it for Colorado that's difficult?
Oh, well, Well, it's fascinating because to a certain extent, the United States Justice Department is going to use a policy of Sergeant Schultz. Do you remember Sergeant Schultz?
I hear nothing. I know nothing.
You got it. Because all of this still violates federal law. And someone was joking to me the other day saying, yes, I'm going to go out to Colorado. I'll buy some pot. And then I'll just put it in my suitcase and bring it back home. Yeah, not so fast, because you could have some real problems there. But the Justice Department has chosen to ignore this. So even though they're violating federal laws, it is entirely in accordance with state law. That's going to be fine. I'll tell you a scam to look for. There are a lot of people out there now scamming people with small companies who are supposedly in the pot business legally in Colorado and looking for investors. So don't invest in something that you haven't really checked out carefully, because a lot of people are getting, no puns intended, burned on this already.
All right. Next, the Supreme Court on the Utah gay marriage ruling. Not only Utah, but Arizona, there seems to be for ramifications there. How do we know what to expect here?
We don't, but we've got a pretty good idea that's what's going to happen. This is not as big a roadblock for gay marriage as it may appear, because the Utah courts originally said gay marriage was okay. They didn't stay their opinions effective date, and so what happened was people got married. There were appeals, and in the appeals, they didn't even really get at the arguments against gay marriage. What they did on procedural grounds, and this is why it was Justice Sotomayor, who is generally quite liberal, she was correct in saying something that this momentous, before it's allowed to go into effect, it should be heard by the appeals court. So I'm fairly confident that what the appeals court, the federal appeals court out in the Utah area will do is they will uphold the lower court and gay marriages will go ahead, but they're going to do it properly procedurally.
Few seconds on the Chicago gun ban that was overturned.
You know, you're allowed to have reasonable restrictions. Chicago has the greatest amount of gun violence in the country. I didn't think that the ban was crossing the line to violating the Constitution, but some reasonable judges disagreed with me. So it all comes down to details.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman giving us the detail behind some of his thinking regarding important discussions and issues this week. I love having Steve here.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.